Style. We all have a style of doing things. Most of the time, we probably aren't really conscious of our style or way of being. Consider the clothes you wear to work. I've seen everything from cutoff shorts to suits in my workplaces. You can be casual and informal right through to formal and serious. Well, your writing can be just as varied. In this episode of Teaching Writing, we'll consider writing styles, in particular, writing styles in academic contexts. My name is Roger Graves. I'm a professor at the University of Alberta, Director of Writing Across the Curriculum, and Associate Director of the Center for Teaching and Learning. You can find this podcast on rogergraves.podomatic.com. In this episode, we'll consider three questions. First, what is style? Number two, how can we describe writing styles? And number three, what are your tendencies as an academic writer? My training is in rhetoric and composition, so I'm going to approach the study of style from the perspective of rhetoric. Style is the third canon of rhetoric, canon simply being third division or third grouping. So the first one is invention, or getting ideas to write about. The second group is arrangement, or how do you organize those ideas? What genre of writing are you using? The third is style, which involves grammar and usage, but it really has to do with how do you put the words together in certain ways for certain effects. The fourth canon is memory, or the record of the text. And the fifth canon is delivery, the performance of the text. But before we get too deep into this, let's also consider what is not style. Style is not organization. That is to say, it is not about the headings, the titles, your references like APA style. That's not what we're talking about here. It's also not the narrative or story, so the organization of your text is part of arrangement. It's not part of a consideration of the style in which it's written. It is also not part of argument or persuasion. That's invention. That's coming up with ideas. That's not the style with which you present those ideas. And lastly, it's not about genre. The genre really gets at the social actions your text can have. And that has to be negotiated with publishers and editors and that kind of thing. Style is not part of what the genre considerations are. It's a secondary kind of thing. Having said that, let's consider some of the definitions that people have given us for style. Jonathan Swift said, style is proper words in proper places. Cardinal Newman said that style is thinking out into language. Matthew Arnold, have something to say and say it as clearly as you can. That is the only secret of style. Finally, Samuel Butler defines style as the old saying of Buffon's that style is the man himself is as near the truth as we can get. But then most men mistake grammar for style as they mistake correct spelling for words or schooling for education. The classical rhetoricians divided style into three component parts: the low style, the middle style, and the high style. All right, that's not that helpful. Let's consider the low style. The low, or sometimes called the plain style, in the Latin is attenuata and subtil, is suitable for instructing. That's the docendi. So that was the point of the low style, which is to say it was easily understood. That was the primary value there. And an example of that is the kind of writing that you see in textbooks, such as the ones that we've authored. For classical rhetoricians, the middle or forcible style, mediocris, robusta, is suitable for moving. So you see this style with a lot of political kinds of discourse. Finally, the high or florid style, gravis, also florida, was suitable for charming, delectandi. That was the point of the high style. It was for entertainment purposes. And so it's associated quite a bit with literature because its function is primarily to entertain. So when you're considering the way in which some text has been written, and or when you're considering the way in which you need to write a text, one of the things you want to consider is, am I writing this in a low or plain style, or am I supposed to write this in a very florid, high style, very elaborated style? To determine that, you want to take a look at what are the components of style. There's a handout that's available at weekendwrite.ca that I'll be referring to here. The components of style involve these things. Your choice of words. So you can choose simple or polysyllabic words, for example. Secondly, you can look at the arrangement of words. So simple sentences or complex sentences. Third, you can use tropes and figures or schemes. So that's things like metaphors, irony, hyperbole, parallelism. There's more on that handout. Fourth, is the purpose of the writing functional or is it to be embellished? So do you have a direct style? Do you write in a direct way? Or do you have a very elaborated way of saying things, which with a lot of interrupters, for example? There's a thing called Asianism versus Atticism, and that's from the Greek, Asian from the Middle East, Attic from Sparta. Asian style is florid, highly mannered, and the Attic or Spartan way of doing things was plain and severe. There's written versus spoken. So are you preparing a text or are you preparing something that's going to be spoken live, a speech or a video, for example? And finally, are you aiming for an economy of words or a copia? Do you want to be concise or do you want to be very expansive in what you're writing? One of the key components of style is the sentence types that you're using. So that's one of the first things I'm always going to look at when I'm looking at a text. Do you use simple sentences, which is a subject plus the verb plus then the rest of the sentence, or compound sentences, which is a simple sentence plus a conjunction, and or but, and then another simple sentence? Do you use complex sentences? That is to say, it's a simple sentence that has a dependent phrase or clause attached to it, either at the start or at the end, or it could be in the middle for that matter. Or do you use a compound complex, which is a compound sentence, which is two simple sentences joined by a conjunction, plus a complex one? Those sentences tend to be quite long, of course. So once you kind of figure out the sentence patterns or sentence types you're using and the pattern of using those, so some texts will have simple sentences and the fourth one is a complex one. Some will mix it in a different way. So you're trying to figure out how you're doing that. There's all kinds of issues that are beyond how you're arranging your particular sentences. Consider, for example, do you address the reader as I, as we, or as you? So you is called direct address. And if you're addressing a reader directly, then you're establishing a different kind of relationship between you as the writer and them as the reader. Another consideration has to do with voice, which is another way of saying, how present are you as a personality in your own text? In much academic writing, you try to remove yourself from that text. You don't want to be present in it. However, there are some kinds of writing which demand your presence in it, opinion pieces where you're giving your take on something. Third, tone. So how direct are you? Do you qualify your assertions? Do you assert something very strongly? How thoroughly do you cite background research? Those are all things which contribute to the sense of tone or the way in which you're coming at a topic. Well, now let's consider beginning with the low or plain style. And here I'm going to use three different cookbooks, one for each of the different levels of style. The first one is drawn from a book called Thug Kitchen, subtitle, Welcome, Mother Forkers. Just a quick note, the next little bit has some foul language in it. Here's the excerpt. Welcome to Thug Kitchen, bitches. We're here to help. We started our website to inspire motherfuckers to eat some goddamn vegetables and adopt a healthier lifestyle. In this excerpt, there's 25 words in three sentences. Now, if you take a look at much plain language literature, you're going to see that that's an average of about 8 words per sentence. That's pretty simple language. You're going to be able to understand it quickly. And sure enough, when I went to readable.com and put that chunk of text in, it came back with a rating of A for very simple. And it's about a score of 8 out of I don't know how much, but it's a low score compared to the other ones we're going to consider in a minute. Well, let's move on to the middle or forcible style. Excerpt from Flapper Pie and Blue Prairie Sky. That's a cookbook. Gone are the days of large farmhouse kitchens like my grandma Marion's. Many of us now live in the city, where we are always thinking about space, or how little we have of it. But while our grandparents may have had the room to store a plethora of pans, utensils, and more, they actually had relatively few baking gadgets compared to what we have nowadays. Okay, that excerpt scored 13.6 on the Flesh Kincaids, and the Thug Kitchen one was at 7.8. The Thug Kitchen one on the Gunning scale was 9.6, and this one was 16.7. So you can see there's clearly a gap between those two levels that's quite easily identified. Well, let's consider the high style, the florid style. And the next excerpt is from The Bread Baker's Apprentice. So consider this. Somehow, through a series of events complexly intertwined with many other facets of my life, I found myself serving as a teacher of bread making at the world's largest culinary school, Johnson & Wales University in Providence, Rhode Island. This excerpt has one sentence in 38 words, as opposed to the initial one, which is 8 words per sentence. A huge difference. It's scoring on the Flesch-Kincaid scale at 19.6. The initial Thug Kitchen one was 7.8. On the Gunning one, it's 18.7. The Thug Kitchen one was 9.6. More importantly, perhaps, on the Flesch readability scale, where a good score is 60 or more, this one was scoring at 24. So this is not readable by most people, is what it's really telling us. However, as a piece of academic writing, and you can kind of tell from the way I read it, it's quite mannered. I had no trouble understanding it, but I have a PhD. It's written for that kind of audience, a very educated audience, not for someone who's reading a mass market newspaper, for example. So to sum up, there are three kinds of style. There's a simple style, as opposed to a complex style. There's a plain style, as opposed to a highly mannered style. The handouts at WeCanWrite.ca will give you an opportunity to apply this kind of framework for analyzing style. You can apply that to any sample of writing you choose, academic or otherwise, and I invite you to do that at this point. In future episodes, we'll consider each of these three styles in more detail. Thanks for listening.